This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, though, one of our game's best and most knowledgeable voices on the line, friend of the show, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Harold Reynolds, MLB Network. Harold, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Tone, how are you?
Fantastic.
We're watching your network right now, Harold.
What's on?
We're watching you got highlights of the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. It's 10-10. I mean, this is what baseball's all about, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually down here looking at video, getting ready for the draft. So, yes, I see the network on the air with Bell, and you got they're showing a little rip of guys bombing some balls right now.
They were. I want to start with the hottest topic of the day, and that's the netting for fans. Obviously, yesterday they had an incident in Houston where a kid gets hit by a line drive. And I kind of want to see where you're at on this because, you know, one of the things that was mentioned by Bryant yesterday was the fact that there should be netting, you know, throughout the entire part of the yard with – as it pertains to foul territory, where do you come down on this?
Well, I think when you start seeing guys that actually went over to Japan and played and they come back, they start getting a different perspective. You know, I was always one that was like, hey, foul ball fan gets it, that's fantastic. Then I went to All-Star trip to Japan, and they got netting all the way around the whole field. And those balls are hit so dang hard. I lean towards having the netting as much as possible. If I take my kids to the game, I make sure I'm behind the screen and out of sight of a foul ball because it gets on you quick. And personal experience real quick, Darnell Coles hit a foul ball one day in Seattle. We were playing like third deck. He fouled the ball off and hit a kid. And we were at the hospital till about 3:30 in the morning with her just to make sure she was going to be okay. So it doesn't only affect just the fan, but the players get shook up about it, too.
Yeah, as we saw yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah. Do you think there would be any pushback at all from fans who say, you know, I like to try and get a foul ball at games. Yes, I want to be protected, but at the same time, I don't want every foul ball bouncing back out onto the field. Or is that really kind of a silly excuse when it comes to protecting people?
No, I think you'll get pushed back regardless. You know, part of that is the fan experience of catching a foul ball and be able to go home and say they caught one.
Yeah.
You know, we used to always joke playing in Yankee Stadium, you could hit the ball as hard as you could and nobody got hurt, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody making sure they snatched that ball. But, you're always going to get – one side is going to argue over it, but hopefully they'll figure out what is best. And, you know, to have it extended to where it's at right now, it took about 15 years to get to that point.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this continues to move it on. But we do have a commissioner who's quick to make adjustments when he sees it needing to be made. And, you know, he may move on that real quick.
Harold Reynolds, MLB Network, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And speaking of the commissioner, Harold, he couldn't have been too pleased with the report that came out today. Major League Baseball attendance down 1.4%, which would be the fourth straight year that has dropped. Is this something that baseball needs to worry about? I mean, four straight years, I know that percentage is small, but you want to see the game growing, not going the opposite way.
Well, I think he's already well aware of that. And I think because of all the conversation you've heard about pace of game, I think we should have been phrasing it maybe a little bit different, not pace of game, but ball in play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and with the strikeouts and walks that are occurring in baseball, you know, we're going sometimes 4 minutes without a ball being in play. And that is just way too long. And so hopefully players start hitting the ball a little bit more, a little more aggressive. It's just a different style of game where guys want to get deep in counts and they're not worried about striking out. And as a result, the game is slowed down. There's not guys going first to third. Stolen bases are down. There's no action, and it's just home runs and strikeouts. And that makes it very tough to watch. and to keep somebody's attention. So that might be why we're seeing a little bit of attendance decline.
Harold, let me follow up on that. I mean, you will have some GMs and you know, guys who are running organizations tell you that those things that are exciting to watch, having the ball in play, stolen bases, guys going for first or third, doesn't help win championships. What do you say to that?
Well, I think you got to look at the last few winners, and it has. Yeah. And you look at the Astros, they led the league in strikeouts. They changed their style, and all of a sudden they're in two World Series.
Right.
You look at the Red Sox, you know, Joey Cora, you can't hit under 300, or you can't hit 200 and be on our team and win. And they're putting the ball in play, hitting runs, doing everything else. They win a World Series. You look at the Kansas City Royals. We're going to out-steal bags. We're going to put pressure on the defense. They win a World Series. So there teams that have won have been able to do that, and I'm talking about recently in the last 4 or 5 years.
Excellent stuff, as always, from Harold Reynolds, MLB Network. I had to ask you about the MLB Network real quick. We always talk baseball, but you've been there for, I don't know, how long now? I mean, because I remember when this all started.
About 11th year.
11 years, wow. Yeah. And I remember when it started. I mean, there probably was some question in your mind, everybody's mind. Are we ready for an MLB Network and baseball all the time? And I just love how the whole thing is developed and what you guys put together and the shows that are on and the highlights and the analysis and Quick Pitch. I never miss Quick Pitch, by the way, every single night. Tell the young ladies they do an unbelievable job narrating those highlights. But has the MLB Network been a pleasant surprise for you in the 10 years you've been there?
Oh, I think it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, beyond what anybody could imagine, here and watch. You know, it's changed everything. I'm getting a weather alert on my phone, so apologize.
Okay,
yeah,
that's okay.
You cut out on us for a second.
Our weather has been ridiculous out here. We had tornado warnings the other night.
Wow.
This is in Secaucus, right?
Flash flood warnings. Oh, it's been, right in Secaucus, but in the whole region out here. You're seeing a lot of games get washed out. I know the Yankees are already called, and you know, it's raining all over the place out here on the east, so hopefully we can get this weather turned around. But no, the network has been cool. I think the NFL Network has really learned and grown from being able to watch our network, and I think it's changed the way people view TV. And you see ESPN trying to do a lot of our stuff, and you know, with the live updates and look-ins and things like that. Tony Petitti, who was the CEO and president of the network, he's now the CEO of baseball. When he first came here, his thought was, you know, he was at CBS and he helped create that March Madness when we finally went to showing the last 20 seconds of a game. Let's go to another one that's tied right now. You know, that was his mindset. And he said, if I can do that with baseball, then we got something. And that was the mindset of with the live look-ins and everything we do here.
Harold, one more before we let you get out of here. I got to ask a little bit about the Padres. This division probably, in all likelihood, is out of reach for them. But do you see them being able to stay in this long enough to actually make a push for this one of these wild card spots?
I think they got a shot to be a wild card team. You know, it's what's interesting is I really think they're on the rise, man. I love what they're doing out there, how they've turned this thing around quickly. Manny's been a great addition. I know he hasn't played like lights out yet. But just watching tech ground ball, I'll pay to see that.
Right, you're in line.
That dude is ridiculous. But Tatis's injury, get him back on the field. But just what they're doing and the minor league system, how they stocked it. But I think what will be interesting is don't get ahead of your plan.
Yeah.
You know, they're really another year away. But they can get there this year. So don't salvage your plan and your farm system to try to touch the playoffs this year. If they don't do that and they get in, that's a double bonus. But if they salvage what they're building just to hopefully get in for a wild card and then they're out quick, that's a step two steps back. So they'll have that challenge right now. I saw Pittsburgh do that a few years ago. They haven't recovered.
Yeah.
And now you look at the deal they made with Meadows Glasnow pitching in Tampa now.
Yeah.
You know, you make that deal to get Archer last year. So now you got two guys, one might be a Cy Young winner and the other one might be an MVP. You know, so you got to be careful that when it's your time, you do it. But once they hit, and I really believe they're going to hit next year and the year after, they're going to make a run for about 5 years as one of the best teams.
Music to San Diegans' ears right
yeah,
there, Harold.
Let's just end on that. That was sweet.
Harold, as always, man, I know you got work to do, especially with that draft coming up. You got a lot of guys to cover. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing your time.
Thanks, Harold.
Gentlemen, my pleasure. Thank
Good
you.
Talking with Appreciate you, as always. Harold Reynolds from the MLB Network.
That was Harold Reynolds. That was on the SDCCU fan hotline. On the nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.